The Book of Nehemiah. Today we are in Nehemiah chapter 3, and we begin our study in verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Eliashib, the high priest, and his fellow priest went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Sakur the son of Imri built next to them. And so we see from this that the high priest and the other priest were getting their hands dirty just like everyone else. No one thought they were too important to help rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Verse 3. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hassanah. They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. And verses 4 and 5 talk about other groups of people, other people who helped rebuild certain sections. And when Nehemiah mentions the name of a worker, he also mentions their family. And that's because families were very important in Israel. Actually, the first level of government was family government, with the father as the head. I'm not going to read verses 6 through 11, but I will say that most of the people who worked on the wall, we learn from these verses, were not skilled workers. They were regular people who worked other jobs. Verses 13 through 22 mention the fact that the priests and the Levites worked on the wall, which was closest to the home of the high priest. Verses 23 through 29 teach that many of the people who helped worked on the wall, which was close to their home. It was, you know, just a convenient way to do it. Verses 30 through 32, goldsmiths and merchants also helped build this wall of Jerusalem. And so everybody chipped in. Everyone did their part. Everyone worked very hard. And I'm sure it was encouraging too, because they saw progress. But then you notice chapter 4, and it says, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from these heaps of rubble, burned as they are? And so Sanballat and Tobiah, they were enemies of the Jews. They couldn't use force to stop the Jews from rebuilding the wall because that was against the law. As a result, they mocked the Jews and they tried to discourage them. They were not simply opposing the work of the Jews, however. They were opposing the work of God, so they were destined to fail. Verse 4, hear us, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. Nehemiah knew that God was angry at the mockers, because they were not just mocking the workers, they were mocking God. They were mocking the work of God. And so Nehemiah prayed against these enemies. Nehemiah didn't try to fight his enemies physically. See, he knew he didn't have to. He knew he was doing God's work. And so he asked God to defend his workers and his work. Verse 7. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were angry. They were angry, it says, because they were frustrated. They wanted the work to stop, and it wasn't stopping. And so it says in verse 8, they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. They were not giving up easy. Verse 9, but we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. And so when the enemy saw that their insults didn't stop the Jews, they were angry, and they came up with a different plan. They decided to attack Jerusalem. Now they're really getting desperate, because as I said, that was against the law, because the king wanted this work to proceed. But Nehemiah and company heard about it, and so they prayed, and they guarded the city. Verse 10, meanwhile the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is given out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Well, you know, they looked at the situation and they saw, man, there's a lot of work to do. We're tired, and there's still so much to be done. The place was still a mess. The people were working hard, and they weren't getting much rest. And so they were becoming weak, physically weak, as a result. Verse 11, also our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and we will kill them and put an end to their work. And so you can see that the threats from the enemy were starting to get to the people. It's hard to stay strong spiritually and mentally when we are tired physically, and they were tired. Verse 12, then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. They're really becoming discouraged. And you can see that the enemy had intimidated them to the point of discouragement. 13, therefore I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. Nehemiah stationed people to guard the city in the areas where the walls were the lowest. He's trying to compensate for their fears by doing something tangible, by setting guards in places that were the most vulnerable. Verse 14, after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your homes. In other words, hang in there and fight for your people, remembering that you are on the side of right and God is with you. 15. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. And so the enemy's plans were foiled because God had revealed them to his people, and they prepared to defend themselves. They took the measures that needed to be taken to allow the work to go on. 16. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah. Half the people worked, while the other half stood by them armed and ready to fight, just in case anyone tried to stop the workers. 17. It says those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And so in one hand was a tool, in the other hand a spear. In one hand a bucket, the other hand a sword. They prayed, they worked, and they were ready to fight, if need be. 18. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked, but the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. The masons built with a sword by their side. 19. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people. The work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. And so Nehemiah sets up the equivalent of a civil defense siren, only it was a civil defense trumpet. And when that thing blew, no matter where it was, no matter where that man was, when he blew his trumpet, every single worker was to rally to that point and be ready to fight. The workers in any area were to be ready to rush to the place where the enemy was attacking. Verse 21. It says, so we continued the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn until the stars came out. The people were hardworking and watchful, and they continued in that. Verse 22. At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so they can serve us as guards by night and workmen by day. And you know, people had come from different towns all around the area to help build the walls of Jerusalem. Some were even from Jericho, which is quite a ways away. And they are asked here to stay in the city now to help guard it, at least for now. Verse 23. Neither I nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards, nor with me, took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water. So they were never off duty. These were troubling times, and therefore, to survive, they had to remain diligent. We'll pick it up in chapter 5 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.